Well, history made this afternoon here at Croke Park as her own senior hurling team picked up their first ever senior hurling title here at headquarters. 5-11 to 3-16 the final score against Donegal in the Larry Maher Cup final, and what an entertaining game it proved to be here at headquarters indeed. End to end stuff. At one stage Tyrone led 1-3 to a point, that early goal coming from Ronan O'Neill, but by half time Donegal had pegged them back and led 1-9 to 1-6. Tyrone got off to the best possible start in the second period with Conor Grugan's goal, but 1-4 and answered left at 2-13 to 1-7 was 10 minutes gone in the half. A quick goal then by Lavery pulled the sides almost level again. Conor Grugan found the net, and Justin Kelly's close range free, well, that rattled the Donegal net as well, and that made the set, brought the sides level here with about 10 minutes to go. A dramatic finish to this one. McKeever pointed, O'Neill found the net once again, and Grugan rounded off the scoring for Tyrone. But was Tyrone led by 4 points going into the closing stages, Donegal popped up with a late goal from Colin Brennath. That left it 5-11 to 3-16. But despite a spirited performance from Donegal in the closing stages, some outstanding defending from Damien Maguire, Stephen Donnelly and Terry McIntosh kept them out. And Tyrone, well, they're going up the road with the first ever Larry Maher Cup title. The first time it's been played for, and the first names on it will be Tyrone. 5-11 to 3-16. I talked to manager Tony Fall and then Stephen Donnelly, the captain of this history-making side.
Well, I always had great belief in the players. As I say, for the last couple of years, even with Kevin McNaughton in the last 2 years, the players showed great ability. And I always had faith in them that they would achieve something if they made the effort. Today is the final show of that, and they put in a marvellous performance today.
You know, got off to a flying start, 1-3 to go, a point up, and then Donegal came back at you. They led 1-9 to 1-6 at the break, and then they went 9 points ahead. What went through your head?
I had no problems at all with them. I always had belief that they would come back and achieve what we wanted to achieve.
There was no doubt in your mind?
No doubt at all. No doubt. Again, with a little bit of an advantage of the breeze, it did help, I suppose, in the second half as well. But I had no doubt at all in the players.
What were some outstanding performances today all over the park? Maybe full back, right through the middle. Justy Kelly carrying an injury into this game. He scored a cracking goal. He's got crucial scores at the right time too.
We did, but again, that's what it's about. It's when you go down, it's how you battle back. And our players battled today. They had a performance to outshine any county team. It doesn't matter whether you're Kilkenny or Cork or Galway or anybody else. It's you play to the best of your ability in whatever grade you're in, and our fellas did that today.
There was some great hurling there today. It was exceptionally good hurling. Maybe that the surface of the whole occasion really enhanced the players.
It did, but again, Croke Park is where you want to be. And, you know, that they got their chance today and they took it.
And now?
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Well, to come to Croke Park and claim a national title with Tyrone hurlers, it was always a dream of so many players in the past as well. This is for them.
This is for the whole lot of them. Every one of them, going back over the years that I have been involved with hurling and Tyrone, and there have some great players that missed out today through various reasons or other, maybe through injury early on in the year. Sean O'Grugan, for example, another player with great potential but has an injury, a long-term injury. People like that. It's for those people. And the people down the years that never got to Croke Park.
A great achievement, Tony. And now, what next for Tyrone hurling?
Yes, step up, and that's what we aim to do. They can do. They have the ability. I've always said that. So it's up to the players themselves. If they put in the effort, they can certainly achieve what they want.
Well, Tony, at the start of the year, you said that there was big things in this Tyrone team. You've been proved right.
I have, and I still believe that there's bigger things in that Tyrone team.
Stephen, congratulations. Great historical victory for Tyrone this afternoon. Hard work there.
It was indeed. But we've stuck to our guns, you know. And after the beating we got in Letterkenny in the championship, we knew we could beat them. Like. So there's been this feeling thrown this long time that we could win something, an All-Ireland competition with Nicky Wacker running. We proved today what the guts, determination. All the lads were mad looking to win, and thankfully we got over the line.
9 points down at one stage, it didn't look good, but he's immediately replied with a goal.
Yes, David Lavery scored a goal from way out now. It was great. Great shot, and it was a great bit of skill off the stick, so luckily it went in, Mike.
Well, looking at the whole season, it's been up and down, but this is a great way to finish it.
It is, thanks to Gabriel O'Kane and again Tony for sticking best, but Gabriel came in there and started a championship, and he's been unbelievable. He's worked very hard with us, and all the lads love all the lads have trained him and talking to him, and he's just a true hurler, you know.
Great progress made throughout the Larry Maher Cup campaign, and you look back at the nice league defeat in Letterkenny and that Ulster Championship loss as well. You weren't going to slip up again.
Definitely not. Leagues are for planning. This is what matters. A big day for the good teams, you know. So we knew we had the talent and the belief. We had enough winners in our teams just to get over the line. Thank God we did.
Stephen Donnelly, the Tyrone captain this afternoon, and before him, Tony Fall, reflecting on what has been an historic day for Tyrone hurling. The Larry Maher Cup on its way to Tyrone this evening after an historic 1-point victory over Ulster neighbours Donegal.